and on the line now I have Kathleen Turner, Head of Opera and Vocal Studies at the Royal Irish Academy of Music. Good afternoon, Kathleen, how are you?
Hi, very well, thank you. We're very busy here getting ready for the opening night of The Magic Flute.
Okay, and starting on the 10th, and it sounds like it's there's something quite a lot different about this. Tell us what's different about this production.
Well, I suppose this is one of the most famous operas ever written, and it's had thousands of performances all over the world. So Tom Creed, our director, has taken a very fresh and innovative approach to it. I mean, the original opera would be about 3.5 hours long because there's a lot of German dialogue in it as well as the wonderful music by Mozart. So we've actually cut all the dialogue and reduced the piece down to 2 hours, which makes it very audience friendly, and it means that we get all of the great music, and the storytelling is, the story is being told in a different way. It's updated, the action is updated, and it's very young and fresh, and it's really ideal for the cast that we have. We've got 23 young singers in it, and they're all making their singing their first Mozart roles, so he's updated the action to make it very kind of relevant to young people today, and without losing any of the essence of the original story and the kind of magic of the story itself.
Yeah, I suppose getting young people to do it like this and changing it, you get all the angst of youth and love and
all uncertainty. The angst is there. I mean, the fun and the angst, and it really, it's, I think it works incredibly well. I was watching, we had our first orchestral rehearsal in the Samuel Beckett Theatre last night, and just watching it, it all makes sense in this new version. I think it's really refreshing, and for people who've seen Magic Flute before, I think they're going to find it very engaging and different, and for people who've never had an opportunity, they will just take it on face value. This will be their version, their first version, and I think they're always going to remember it as being a very significant production.
And all the productions you put on, do you always take them from the Academy?
This is my 10th year, believe it or not, actually producing operas here for the Royal Irish Academy of Music, and my job every year is to find an opera that's going to suit the singers that we have in the building at any given time, and that's actually quite a lot of fun and a lot of challenge as well. And this is our fourth Mozart opera. We've done The Marriage Figaro, Così fan tutte, and La Finta Giardiniera, which is a slightly less well-known Mozart work. But we've also had operas by Puccini, operas by Handel, and last year we had an opera by Cavalli, which was completely unknown in Ireland. It was the first time that it was staged here. So it's a really interesting mixture of repertoire that we look at with the students. And we've also had music by contemporary composers. So it's a very wide palette that we select from.
And all the students and the whole gamut of the Academy, it's all instruments and all vocal, everything to
it's
do with
all,
music.
All students, yeah, the orchestra, there's an 18-piece orchestra conducted by Andrew Sinnott, and there are students from the Academy as well. And we collaborate as well on the design side of this with the IADT in Dunleary. They have a fantastic program there called Design for Stage and Screen. So the set, the costume and the makeup design has all been designed by their students, and it's been constructed by their students, painted by their students. I mean, it's an amazing collaboration project. This is the fifth year we've had that collaboration, and it enables us to present operas on a scale that we wouldn't otherwise be able to afford, quite frankly, because opera is an expensive art form, even if you are presenting with students. So having student designers bringing their imagination to it is really enlivens it every year, and it means that the whole concept is so youthful. It's young people. There's almost 100 young people involved in this. The poster design was also created by an IADT student, and they had a competition there with 20 of their visual design students to come up with the visual identity for the poster on the program. So we cover a lot of different faculties between the two colleges.
I can hear in your voice exactly where their enthusiasm is coming from anyway. I think you're more excited about it than the students.
Well, to be honest, if that's possible. I don't think so, but it gets to this pitch every year where so much work has gone into it, and, you know, it's always exciting to see it coming together. That's the great reward, actually. That's for all the hard work, all the months of hard work that goes into it.
Okay. Well, give us an idea of how people can get... I know where it is. It's in Trinity College, the Sam Beckett building. But starting on Sunday, give us the times and all the
Sunday
details.
Yeah, Sunday is a preview performance. So there are the tickets are actually really good value for the preview. It's at 7:30. There are student tickets and concession tickets for €12, and the other tickets are €18. And then the opening night, the first night, is Tuesday, and it's on Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's at 7:30 every night, except on Saturday, where we have a 4 p.m. performance.
Okay.
And the tickets are available online at www.riam.ie or at the Samuel Beckett Theatre itself before the performance.
Okay. So listen, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Kathleen, and I'll give out the details on all the website before the programme finishes. But thank
That's
you very
great.
Much. Congratulations, everybody.
Thanks a million.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Now.
Bye. And that's Kathleen Tynan, Head of Opera and Vocal Studies at the Royal Irish Academy of Music. And you can just look up riam.ie for all the details. But it's starting this Sunday. And that's the preview. And then the officially starts on Tuesday and Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday, with the performance in the Saturday being in the afternoon. But just check her up on the website, riam.ie, or if you just want to give them a ring, it's 632-5300. That's 632-5300.